Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host right here on RBN. Call your friends and neighbors and say, listen in. That's republicbroadcasting.org. This hour, as we hear this interesting and amazing look at truth and perspective from Mr. Barry Shamish, and I say thank you to him for all of his work and his books, and we'll have him talk to you a little bit about that. We're going to go to the issue of this cubic feet of water and this money and how it worked with this canal and so forth, and the issue of water this hour. But to the listener, I would like to give out the number, and we will take your calls and your comments or questions. The number is 800-313-9443. That number again, 800-313-9443. If you get online, be patient because we'll try to finish the topic and the story, but we'd love to work you in. So thanks for listening, and Barry, the mic is yours.
Right. Now, the issue of water. It so happens that I exposed what is going to cause a war. Israel is out of water. Now, to explain something about the Sea of Galilee, the Kinneret, it has a lot of salt springs flowing into it. Now, there's a black line where if you pump below this black line, the salt will overcome the fresh water and the Kinneret will be no different than the Dead Sea. It'll be finished for good. That is what's happening. Israel's going to reach the black line in like a week. There's no more rain coming in. It wasn't a good winter. And that's it. You don't have the main source of water. And that's good for everywhere. But I mean by that, Jordan is in big trouble too then. The whole Middle East is in trouble, but Israel is out of water. And that means Gaza is going to be out of water, and it's heading that way. Now, let me give you a little background. I was writing in the 90s for a press service called Gemini Press Service. I would write an article, and the entire third world would read it. It was uncanny. This was out of London, and I would always find interesting articles to write about. Now, I was reading a newspaper one night, and there was a quote from one Yaakov Tzemach about Matav. It was the Israel Water Authority. And I said to myself, Yaakov Tzemach was, Yaakov Tzemach was a really, really good pal of mine in the Army. I liked him a lot. He liked me. And so I took a chance. I phoned Matav just to see if it's the same Yaakov Tzemach. And it was. And we got along famously. I met him in Tel Aviv the next day. And I said to him, this is 1994. Israel is now negotiating, if you call it that, with the Jordanians to give them water. Don't ask why, but there's going to be a peace treaty under Paris. Paris has now taken over from Rabin after the assassination. No, it was before the assassination. He was merely foreign minister. But he was directing the Jordan peace treaty. And I said to Yaakov, I said, I would love an interview with your boss. Yaakov was the assistant to the chief negotiator for Israel. And he said to me, well, I'll ask him. Oh, I hear music again.
Yes, here goes the music. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. Just ask yourself, what's more important than water? A shortage of water? Here we go. Back to Barry.
Right. Introduced with a Sousa March. All right. Now, backwards. Yakov Tsemak is my friend from the Army. He's the assistant to the negotiator of the Israel-Jordan Water Treaty. I meet him in Tel Aviv. We get along splendidly. I ask him if I can interview his boss. He gives me a call the next day. He says he'll put in a good word for me. And no one else interviewed him like I interviewed him. I'll tell you that. Yakov phoned me up and he said, look, you can't use his name. Nobody is allowed to use his name. If you agree to that, keeping him anonymous, you've got the interview. And I agreed, of course. And I'll still keep him anonymous. If you're really worried about who he is, go to the Internet, look up Israel-Jordan Peace Treaty, and you will see his name. So I met him at a press club, that's what it was, in Tel Aviv. And he shows me graphs. He does the bureaucratic stuff, you know, about the treaty, and he's got this graph and that graph. And he hands me papers filled with lies about what peace will bring the region, all made up stuff. It's brought nothing but chaos and death. But nonetheless, I looked at the graphs, And it's, you know, there's a middle line where it's always up, and then suddenly it's below the line. And I said to him, what's going on here? How come suddenly the water is below the line? And look, it was an obvious question, but Israeli so-called journalists were not looking for the truth about anything. They were just shoving this Oslo line down everybody's throats, whether they liked it or not. And I was actually asking questions. And he said, well, that's what happens after this treaty is signed. And he says to me, I sure hope our leaders know what they're doing. And I said, you're telling me that the Kinneret doesn't fill up again? He says, we offered the Jordanians, and they're going to take, because we offered 50 million cubic meters of water a year from the Kinneret. And he says to me, you know, you could take that out 1 year, it's not so much water. But he says, if you don't replenish it the next year, and you take out another 50 million, he says, the lake will sink a little more. And if you keep on doing this, the cumulative effect will be the Kinneret will be useless as a drinking source. Within 20 years, it will probably be dead. I said, what are you doing about this? He said, I'm giving away dream water. He said, our leaders told me to find 50 million cubic meters of water somewhere. Now, I found, he says, we can give away the saline water. That's about 2 million cubic meters. The Jordanians can have briny water. It's no good to us. But the other 48 million cubic meters, I'm damming the Yarmouk River and giving it to the Jordanians. He said, that should have gone into the Kinneret. And he says to me, I don't even know why Jordan gets this water. It's our water. It's in our territory. Why are we giving it to the Jordanians? And then he started ordering drinks, and he started getting a little sloppy. And what he said, in effect, I remember this. I was walking back to the car with him, and he was a little tipsy by then. And he said to me, write anything you want, but don't say it was my idea to kill the Kinneret. And I wrote an article. It was called Giving Away Dream Water in 1994, which predicted the demise of the Kinneret. Now, the amount that Israel is short of water every year is precisely what is given to Jordan, 50 million cubic meters. A water desalination plant was built in Ashkelon with Wayne Owens' money. Not his money. His stewardship. It was USAID's money. It produced 50 million cubic meters of water. Exactly what couldn't be replaced by the Jordanian-Israeli water treaty. There was a reason why this desalination plant went up, and it was not for good, it was for theft. And everyone was in on the theft, and now they had to repair the water situation. So they put up this hugely expensive plant to cover up the water that Israel was giving away, which by now the bureaucrats understood will kill the Kinneret. But something even worse happened. There was an agreement with the Palestinians, the Oslo Accord. And what it said is that Israel will supply the PLO with 28 million cubic meters of water a year. And they take way more because all their pipes are leaking and thieves are taking water directly from the pipes and they can't police the whole thing. Israel ultimately is giving away 100 million cubic meters of water annually for peace. And they're going to find themselves in a mighty, existential fight coming up. I spoke to Israel today. No, it was yesterday. Sorry. Nevertheless, what I heard was that the rules are now that you showers are 3 minutes long, and hosing down your garden, you can't irrigate your garden anymore. They're going to look at your water meters. The country is running to its last drop of water. That's what's happening, all for the love of peace, all for the graft of the likes of Shimon Peres and, well, Wayne Owens. Wayne Owens, you could almost see him convinced that desalination was necessary for peace because the water was stolen from the canary for peace. It's just one muck causing another muck until you can't get out. You can't get out of it. The water issue is going to hit this summer, and it should never have existed, ever. What it comes down to is Israel should never have brought the PLO into the country, should never have armed them, should never have entered into this whole mess it finds itself in, where nonetheless, besides running out of water and being missiled, well, what the heck? 2,000 people have died since the signing of the Oslo Accord and terror attacks. Another 10,000 have been mutilated just in Israel. All the peace accord brought was money to the crooks and war.
When they sign these peace accords and they work through all of that story, do they ever publish all the things that they sign? Do they, do the citizens of Israel or the people that they're working with, the Palestinian or Jordans or whatever, people from Jordan, are they all sitting there at the table and saying, yeah, we need your water and we'll sign if you give us the water? How does that work?
You think the citizens want to read a treaty? They want to sit down with a 60-page treaty and analyze it?
That's,
they take what's given to them.
Okay. Reading the documents is sort of where and why I'm on the air, you know. That's what I would do, is read things that most people didn't read. But it seems amazing to me that a country would be so willing to give up their water.
Again, people don't care. And again, why wasn't Wayne Owens invest? Why did the people of Utah just buy the story? People buy the story. They assume their leaders are good and working for their benefit. They buy it. This is a flaw in human nature, and I certainly can't share. I don't suffer from that flaw, but just about everyone else does.
And so this would be in the 90s, and now they've got to that line that you spoke of in the graph with your interview where it doesn't work anymore. We've given it up, and now what? So what will they do?
I was the first journalist to catch the guy on his own statistics. The only reason I wrote these stories and they made me special in any way was I was actually looking at the fact that people who brought us peace were murderers, they were thieves, they robbed the Israeli people, well, of their water. Let's start with what concerns you right now. They robbed them of their soul. That's what they did. And as for the other side, the Arabs, I mean, they're all, I mean, you want to talk corrupt. I mean, Israel and the Israeli leadership may be elected, but the people running for the top of the leadership are placed there, and this is a very separate issue. I'm not going to dive into that right now. The Israeli leadership is not chosen by the Israeli people. And by the way, either is yours. However, keeping on topic, let's go to the recent papal visit to Jerusalem.
Okay, and that was just maybe 2 weeks ago, right?
That's what it was. I hear music again.
Okay, we'll go to break here. You're listening to Barry Shamish.
newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Pope visits Israel, and we'll pick it up there. You're listening to Barry Shamish.
All righty. Now, again, this was... I'm going to plug me again. The water chapter that we just spoke about is in my brand new book. It's called The Compromised Land. It's only 2 months old. You can get it at www.lulu.com. Go in the search box, write in my name, Chamish. The website is barrychamish.com. And now I've done this story you're about to hear on numerous occasions, but it all came true, so it's not so irrelevant. The Pope had a very bad trip to Israel, a complete bust. People didn't come to his masses. What you didn't see on TV were all the people of outside wherever he went in Jerusalem with signs telling him to get lost. We're not giving any land to you. Bad, bad trip. Now, this is the background that is finally, and it's mine. It's my information that really spread fast before the Pope arrived in Israel. And remember, this is a pope who volunteered for the Wehrmacht. He's an outright Nazi pope who wants to make another Nazi pope, Pope Pius XII, a saint. He should never have been allowed near Israel. Never. but who was going to be his escort and who arranged the trip? Once again, Shimon Peres. Whenever you have the worst evil, you have Peres behind it. Peres has been working, and by the way, I say this, and you're about to hear it. I never say anything lightly. Peres has been a Vatican spy in the Israeli government for decades. Now, let's go backwards to a little story where we prove this. Oh, and by the way, the Vatican wanted Israel to give them sovereignty over six separate sites in the country. That's what the trip was for. And, well, there was such a hubris about this Pope being in the country and him wanting land and Peres willing to give it to him that it just fell through. Otherwise, it wouldn't have. Without this information, the Pope would have sovereignty over parts of Israel to this day. Now, I'm going to go a little backwards. What you don't know and you're about to hear is one of the two Israeli authors of the Oslo Accord was Ron Pundak. If you don't know, forget it. It doesn't matter right now. But in December of 93, I was at a Hanukkah party, and my host, Lenny Wolf, a very committed left-winger, said, you know, I'm friends with Ron Pundak. Maybe you want to interview him. I said, yeah, I said I would. And, well, I mean, this was December of 93. The Oslo Accord was signed less than a month earlier, in November of 93. Who wouldn't want to? This is inside information. Who knew what I could get from him? So Lenny phones him up, and next day I have an appointment to meet Ron Pundak and find out what was behind the Oslo so-called peace agreement from one of the two Israeli authors. I went with my partner at the time, Joel Beinerman. You know him or you don't, but let's get into the story. Now, I'm going to give one point before I give the big point. We were about to leave, and I had some pretty interesting stuff. But he says to me, you know, my boss, oh, by the way, his boss is someone named Yossi Beilin, may he rot in hell, but this is not the time to go into that either. He says, my boss doesn't believe in borders. And Joel just stared at him. He knew what he was talking about. I didn't. He said, borders cause war. If Israel didn't have borders, we would live in peace. And I said to him, if Israel didn't have borders, there'd be no Israel. And he says to me, something better will replace it. And he blabbed on about Yossi Beilin and his belief, which the government was pushing down the throats of the people, that what would replace Israel is a Middle Eastern bloc of nations. From Algeria to Iran, we'd all be one happy trading partner. And trading partners don't attack each other. What he said was that Israel would be in the center of this bloc. And we would provide the hotels and the highways for the trucks coming from Algeria on the way to Iraq. And just so you know, at that point, I wrote from that point on, the people bringing us peace, bringing us Oslo, are thoroughly nuts. These people
will be
are
right
nuts.
Back.
Right.
Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Now.
It took a long time for the nation state to arise. Now we have people in high places, many, thinking they don't need borders. I believe a country has a soul. I believe people have a soul. And when you don't have a country, then maybe you've lost some of your soul. Who is it that would say there's something better that would replace a country with borders? All over the world now, we have folks who believe just what Barry has described. We don't believe in borders. Something better will replace it. I'm not so sure. Back to you and your contacts and your interview.
Yeah. Well, that was the finale, but something that came before that will lead into papal visit. He says to me that his boss, that again, Yossi Bailin, who has managed to stay away from the enormous amount of deadly, murderous guilt this person has on his shoulders, and he is, instead of being on trial, he is still advising the nation on peace. Nonetheless, he said his boss kept the Oslo negotiations from Shimon Peres. He said the only people who knew they took place, well, you don't have to know them. Rabin was one of them. There were five people. He says Rabin was afraid that Peres would sabotage them, which, of course, he would have. So they kept it from him. Paris didn't discover that the Oslo negotiations were even taking place until April of 1993. It took him a little while to understand they were the only game in town. And then he pulled, well, what he did is he brought the Vatican in to get even, or probably just as a loyal spy that he is for the Vatican, he offered the Vatican. Now get this, and we'll show you the proof later. He offered the Vatican all of the old city of Jerusalem, all of East Jerusalem. Every holy site would be controlled by the Vatican, and the city would be policed by the United Nations, this enclave. And by the way, Barack Obama tried shoving that down Netanyahu's face, that the UN flag must go up over the Western Wall, take the Israeli flags down and put the UN flags up. While the Pope was visiting, they tried to put the following into action. But let's look at even better proof than that. Netanyahu said no, the Israeli, in a public speech no less, said that the Israeli flag is not going to be replaced by the UN flag. Now, how do we know this? Well, Marik Halter was his name, that was his name, a French intellectual, took a letter from Paris in May of 1993 to the Holy See himself and offering East Jerusalem and the holy sites to the Vatican and with under the protection of the United Nations. Marik Halter, for some reason, probably not good reasons, maybe he was bragging, but he had an interview in an Israeli newspaper, which 2 weeks later never saw the light of day again, Shishi, where he told about taking the letter to the Pope in May of 1993 and offering the Pope half of Jerusalem. Now, if this was the end of the story, all right, maybe there was a mistake, but the Italian magazine La Stampa did a huge article. Well, there were more clauses to this deal than just handing over the land. Jerusalem would be duty-free. People could arrive at Jerusalem airport without passports. It would be the first internationalized city. What Paris and the Pope had agreed to was turning Jerusalem into a duty-free shop. Now, if this were merely the end of the story, but it's not. Now, I had a very good leaker, and I won't give his name because I promised him I wouldn't, but I wasn't the only one who got information from this source inside the ministry. A government ministry, he was in charge of communications. He gave, in February of 1995, he gave a cable from the Israeli embassy in Rome to Shimon Peres' foreign ministry in Jerusalem, outlining the handover of hegemony. That was the word used in Hebrew, hegemonia. From Jerusalem to the Vatican of East Jerusalem. And there, at the time, it was a very influential radio station on Rut Sheva, the voice of the settlers and their many supporters in Israel. It was on, nowadays, just a website, was shut down by the government, but it was on their website. It was broadcast that Paris is going to give East Jerusalem to the Vatican. The next day, a Friday, which is like Israel's version of a Sunday for newspapers, it's the weekend edition, on the front page of Haaretz is the cable offering the Vatican East Jerusalem. Now, this was just before Passover, and Paris, every Passover, would go to the tables of the big rabbis and do a lot of politicking. this year, all the rabbis canceled him. I mean, come on, he's on the front page of Haaretz. Front page on the weekend. The whole country knows that Barrett has offered the Vatican East Jerusalem run by the UN. Oh, and by the way, the PLO get their capital inside this new enclave. The PLO also get a capital. It gets worse. It's a really remarkably traitorous deal to Israel. The rabbi said, no way is this guy coming to our tables. I mean, come on, the guy's giving away Jerusalem to the Vatican. All the holy spots of Jerusalem, according to the treaty, including the Western Wall, would be under the hegemony of the Vatican, and that means total sovereignty. It doesn't mean anything but total sovereignty. Israel would be giving up land to the Vatican, and the rabbis canceled Paris. So he had to offer an explanation for the cable which appeared in Haaretz. And very quickly, he offered the following statement. Yes, the cable was authentic. However, some mischievous prankster took Tippex, excuse me, and whited out the word not. In other words, the cable really read, Israel will not give the Vatican hegemony over Jerusalem. Now, there is a mighty urgent cable. I mean, you could send that cable from anywhere. Israel will not give the government of Poland downtown Jerusalem. But to let you know this, the sophistication of the Israeli rabbis, they bought the explanation. Peres was reinvited to their tables. And you have to understand something basic. He was caught. Peres was caught in an act of treachery. It was on the front page of Haaretz. It was recorded in Shishi, La Stampa, Arut Sheva, and Haaretz that Peres was finagling to give the Vatican what they wanted, Jerusalem as their capital. And yet, Peres is, he is president of the State of Israel, who greeted the Pope and tried to get him sovereignty over East Jerusalem and five other sites. But the Israeli public, and I'm going to brag, thanks to me, no one else was covering this story. No one else ever said the truth that Peres was working hand in hand as a first-rate spy for the Vatican for decades. And the Pope's visit fell flat on its face.
You know, it's interesting, and maybe you can see where I'm coming from. We have a new president in the United States. He has been all over Europe and Turkey and all those things that he has done just of late, just returning home, Buchenwald last week and so forth. We know very little bit about his early life or his past. We have a book or so, but, you know, there are a lot of loopholes that aren't filled, and no one seems to be able to ascertain some gaps in his history. He's on the moment, on the move, and very well thought of by many. And how would he ascend so quickly to such knowledge and power that did I just hear that President Barack Obama of the United States is recommending that the UN flag and have power over Israel as we speak? He was recommending that. Is that not correct?
Oh, don't think that Obama has power. He is doing the, he's taking orders. It doesn't matter who, it doesn't matter who's president. It, going to vote is an absolute waste of time. You're supporting a thoroughly corrupt system. He knows nothing about the UN and flags over Jerusalem. If you want to know the real power, especially over Israel, is this mad dog Secretary of State of yours, Hillary Clinton, is the most powerful voice in the Obama administration. Obama doesn't do anything on his own. of any importance. Look, if you had voted McCain, it would have been the same thing. The only reason McCain didn't win the presidency is he chose a nitwit for vice president that brought him down. Otherwise, you'd have the same thing with different nuances going on with McCain, but it would be the exact same thing. And by the way, the Vatican is much, much dirtier than people understand. It is such a murderous organization. They don't want the Jews in Jerusalem. They view Jerusalem as their capital. They don't think the Crusades have ended. Boy, I could go on and on with this subject, but let us just say that Perez is working for the Vatican, and so far, and I don't think Israel can withstand the pressure much longer. So far, Israel is still surviving, but it's getting worse and worse by the day.
Okay, but the clarification that I wanted, and maybe you can help me with, is that whether it is from, the handlers from afar, it has been said recently by Obama that he would recommend the UN to have this influence and power in Israel. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Google Obama UN flag Jerusalem and read it for yourself.
Okay. Very good. Just for the listener out there, just wanting to follow up on that. So the people of Israel let the Pope know that they were onto the story and were not interested. Is that right? That's what happened the last time? Okay.
You betcha. And by the way, am I credited? Don't be silly. I have been defamed and hushed in ways that are astounding. To make sure my message is viewed as conspiratorial and insane and wrong, but it's right. Every word I use, really very serious old-style journalistic techniques, corroborated evidence, eyewitness reports, documentation, the works before I write a thing, and that is very obvious to anyone who actually reads my books.
Well, you've written a number of books. A great number.
I'll plug me again. I'll do a plug again. If you want to see my books, go to lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. You write in my name in the search box, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, under books, and you'll see the books I'm selling over the Internet. The website is barrychamish.com. You're better off getting the book. The website doesn't have it all.
Very good. So go to those websites, ladies and gentlemen. We need to know. It's very interesting when you speak of this Middle Eastern bloc and that it would be just so marvelous for trading partners and there wouldn't be the hang-up of having these borders. We have in this hemisphere the same philosophy and these level of leaders, seeming so-called leaders, who do not have a soul when it comes to a country or an identity, wanting us all to be blended and blurred together. We have something similar happening here.
It's sort of similar. You're not surrounded by masses of rockets and missiles. Look, you have to look at the current controversies and then the reality. Reality one: Israel is not going to strike Iran. In order to do that, it would have to overfly Iraq, American-occupied Iraq, or American ally Saudi Arabia. The Israeli Air Force would be in a dogfight with the American Air Force. Without American permission, there is no striking Iran. So all this nonsense that Israel is going to hit Iran, and people believe it. They don't think hard enough to understand Israel can't do it. They can't even get a ship through the Persian Gulf. The Americans have three naval groups there. What are they going to do, take on three aircraft carriers? Israel can't even get to Iran. Next, Iran is close to making an atomic bomb. Big deal. North Korea detonated an atomic bomb last week. North Korea has extremely close ties to Iran and Syria. In fact, 6 months ago, Israel demolished a North Korean nuclear facility in Syria. And by the way, Iran has got a very accurate medium-range missile. There would be no problem getting to Tel Aviv with an Iranian missile, and Israel doesn't have anything to knock it down. In fact, nobody has anything to knock down. That's the whole problem with missiles. Nobody has any way to knock them down. I hear music.
That's right.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Attention RBN listeners, the freeze-dry guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We have just a few minutes left. Just in terms of if President Obama is so eager for UN flags to be raised on holy sites in Jerusalem, consider perhaps his ideas for UN flags being raised over sites here in the United States, if it's all right with him for Israel. You have been listening, a great opportunity. You've been listening to Barry Shamish, and we hope to do this again real soon. The rest of the time is yours to either culminate with a comment or two, excuse me, and or give out your web information, whatever you'd like. Thank you so much.
Well, I think we missed the major point that North Korea knows how to make bombs. Iran has got a fine medium-range missile. What do we care when they can make a bomb? They can get one from North Korea. All it would take is one missile, one 20-kiloton atomic bomb over Tel Aviv, and that'd be the end of Israel. Now, why anyone's concerned about Iran making nukes when they can just get a nuke from North Korea, again, misses the whole point. Now, again, as for you and Obama and the UN flags, Obama doesn't determine this policy. I can't say that enough. He's no worse or no better president than anyone else. He's the same as anyone, a Carter or a Clinton, or they're all the same, or a Bush, by the way. The only difference is an issue of nuance. Now, Obama does not like Israel. Obama has put Israel into a corner that Netanyahu cannot get out of. Netanyahu cannot abandon the settlements, and Israelis don't want him to abandon the settlements. It's about the only thing keeping the country from collapsing from all borders. But Obama put down an ultimatum. You get rid of the settlements or you lose favor with the United States, which can't be done. There's no middle ground here. Israel would be better if this was serious and Israel had no allies whatsoever in the United States. Israel would be better off just finding another ally because what's coming up in the next, well, the United States is about to turn into finally the worst enemy Israel ever had. And again, all of this was pre-planned. 15 years ago, the worst was pre-planned. Obama will just do what he has to do, but his heart will probably really be into the damage.
We've had a lot of folks that seem to have the same kind of an agenda, as you outlined once again with the replacing with the Middle Eastern bloc and trading partners, that philosophy, trading partners, that should be the prime reason for open borders with all countries. There is a group, right, and they keep leading the parade, the group behind the scenes, you referred to them. There are not so many of them, but they are very powerful and very evil.
Well, in the United States, the diplomatic headquarters is the Council on Foreign Relations.
Here comes the music. Barry Shavis.
Here is the Office of Vatican. There, I did it.
All right. Thank you.
My pleasure. Are we finished?
I think the music is coming here right about now.
All right, I enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye, all.
Goodbye. See you tomorrow.
Utopia Silver.